Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Monday, the 22nd of February. Starting off with Ascent Resources, where it's good to see the shares breaking that February resistance line there at 12 pence and an end of day close above that particular line and that level should take us on the journey towards the top of a rising trend channel from November. Promising a target as high as 21 pence as soon as the end of next month. At this stage, anybody back below the channel, around 10.5 pence, really killing the bull argument in the near term. Stock, which looks like it's back on its way to the upside at the moment, is Brandshield. Had a little sort of bear trap effect there below 24 pence last week and the week before, but it looks like we've snapped out of that. And while we're above the recent low, that I suppose 23 pence on an end of day close basis, looking for the top of the rising trend channel from the beginning of the stock's life, current life on the market, as high as 36 pence. That could be seen over the next 4 to 6 weeks. If you're cautious on the stock, maybe wait for an end of day close back below that mid-February peak for the shares at around the 26 pence level. Moving along to a stock which has had no problems on the upside scenario over the near term. It's been quite a journey. Braveheart just hit the £1.40 target that we had before, just to hit that line there. Sort of slipped a bit, actually, that line, but basically that line was there. So £1.40, end of day close above £1.40 for the shares, and we could be on to a best case scenario target of the October resistance line projection at £2 by the end of next month. In terms of the stop loss, I suppose Friday's floor around 107, mixed in with today's at 110, really would be the support area. So let's say an end of day close back below 110. The stop loss on the bull argument at the moment, clearly £2 would be quite a result given that the shares were trading at 12 pence in early December. Going on to a stock which was also one which people have said had their doubts about the upside on, but Clear Leisure clearly breaking through all the resistance levels at the moment. The old February peak there at 1.81 pence easily cleared, and then the late December resistance line target 2.5 pence that we had last time we looked at the shares also broken. An end of day close above 2.5 pence could take the shares up to a best case scenario target as high as 3.5 pence by the end of next month. Stop loss on the bull argument back below 1.8 pence is the best call on that. A stock which has its fans and finally looks as though they'll be pleased with today's events is Cat and I. Here the shares breaking, well, they've actually broken above the 20-day moving average and even the 50-day line, 2.4 pence. Above the 200-day moving average at 3 pence on an end-of-day close basis, and we could hit the top of that late November triangle at 4 pence over the next 2 weeks, maybe even sooner. Clearly, after such an extended consolidation with the shares, one would have the hope that above the 200-day line, we would at least retest November resistance around the 5 pence level. So the other point to note, I suppose, is the way that we actually broke the falling wedge on Thursday around the 2 pence level, and then we've gapped up today, so that does suggest that there's some considerable momentum behind the current move. Moving along to Eve Sleep, which is a requested stock. I think I covered it a few days ago, headed, well, around the time of that spike to 9 pence, or it's at 9.5 pence, in fact. Current situation is that we'd like to see the shares remain above the initial February resistance at 5 pence, and also the initial intraday support, inside day support after the spike last week at around 5.2 pence. So basically above 5 pence, still looking for 9 pence plus on Eve Sleep over the next month or so. Moving along to Gunsind, another requested stock today. Here you can see that, hopefully you will be able to see that we bounced off an uptrend line there from October. That's been a sort of an extended consolidation that we've had for most of February at and around the 1.8 pence level. About 1.8 on an end-of-day close basis, we're looking towards 3.5 at the top of a broadening triangle, which has been in place since August last year. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe wait for an end-of-day close through last week's intraday resistance. In fact, February intraday resistance at 2.1 pence. But above 1.8 looks as though Gunsind is on its way towards the 3.5 pence 1 to 2 month target. On to Cadence, which is looks like it's finally gathering momentum after having a long gestation period in terms of breaking through the 15 to 20 pence area. Currently looks as though while we're above the 20-day moving average at 18 pence, we'll at least hit 25 pence. After that, we've got a June resistance line projection currently promising a target as high as 40 pence over the next 1 to 2 months. So let's see if that pans out. That would take us, I suppose, to the end of April for that to happen. Another stock which has been requested, one which doesn't get too much airtime, is Phoenix Copper. Here we bounced off the 200-day moving average at 37.5 pence, and while we're above that, looking for a best-case scenario target over the next 2 to 3 months as high as 80 pence, especially with the copper mania that's going on at the moment. If you're cautious on the stock, maybe you'd wait for an end-of-day close back above the 50-day moving average at 42 pence, or even the line of resistance from January up towards the 45 pence level, depending on how cautious you are on the shares. But the bounce off the 200-day line seems to be quite encouraging at 37.5. We're back in business as far as Ridgecrest is concerned, seeing lots of TR1s flying around this morning. I haven't actually checked what they are, but current situation is that we've managed to gap down through a line of support that we had before the shares were suspended. The current hope, though, is that old resistance prior to the rally at 1.5 pence will become new support, which so far it has. So while there's no end-of-day close back below a penny and a half, we're looking towards the last resistance on the way up at 2.5 pence, but only above 2.5 pence. So we're looking for new highs and 3.5 pence plus. Obviously, there's not much charting information or charting history to go on in that situation. Situation which also doesn't have too much historical charting to go on is Tirupati, but a very nice update today from the company. And the view is that while we're above the uptrend line from December at 80 pence, on an end-of-day close basis, the big picture target here over the next 1 to 2 months is as high as £1.30. So that takes us to the end of April for that target. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe you'd wait for an end-of-day close through 90 pence, which it looks as though we will get early this week. So above 90, we should see an acceleration towards £1.30 for Tirupati. Stock which is where we're waiting on news, which may be imminent, is Extract Resources. Here we have a nice break of a line of resistance from last month around the 5.5 pence level. And while we're above 5.5 pence, looking for at least a retest of the January peak at 9.2 pence and a 2 to 3 month target as high as 16 pence, which is the a December resistance line projection, and the top of a rising trend channel from that month. At this stage, only really back below 5.5 pence on an end-of-day close basis, really delaying the upside scenario on Extract. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.